Since the late 1800s, steam fitters have built, installed, and maintained piping systems everywhere from power plants to private homes. But this century-old job is changing to meet the technological demands of today. 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez has the story on this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report.
Steam fitters have always worked with their hands, and they still do. But there's another piece of the puzzle now.
You need people that can work in a ditch and get muddy, but still have some computer savvy and know software.
That's Ken Broadbent, business manager of Steam Fitters Local 449 in Pittsburgh. Last year, the union opened a new training center in Butler County. Steam fitters are still learning traditional skills, like welding, but they also learn to work with a wide range of software.
To check pressures and temperatures, or to program a system when to start or stop to save energy.
As buildings become increasingly high-tech and computerized, every component of them, like the pipes that carry gases and liquids, will have to be high-tech too. And the union wants Pittsburgh's steam fitters to be ready. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Joaquin Gonzalez.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by ANSYS, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.
You can find all past editions of the Pittsburgh Tech Report online at WESA.FM.